Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
I literally just had to restart this system here. Okay, I think Caden's got me going in the studio back there. All right, thank you so much, Caden. Yeah, literally, I had my equipment all set up. I was chatting with our producer, Caden. Here I am set up at the Montana State Capitol, and I walked right around the corner, came back, grabbed my cup of coffee, and I'm like, wait a minute. My system just went a little haywire on me here, but Aaron Flint here. We are set up live from the Montana State Capitol. We've got an incredible lineup of guests for you here this morning. Coming up at 10:30 this morning inside the Capitol Rotunda. I'm actually set up here on the third floor fan window location of the Montana State Capitol. What a beautiful spot to be this morning. And then once our show wraps up, I'm going to head downstairs, and that is where the official 9/11 memorial ceremony will take place here in the Montana State Capitol. Some incredible first responders will be there speaking at the event. I think I saw Governor Greg Gianforte will be speaking at the event as well. But speaking of incredible first responders, our first guest joining us here for our live show from the Montana State Capitol, we've got Colonel Sager, the head of the Montana Highway Patrol. And Colonel Sager, it is such an honor to have you with us here on the show this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, until my equipment went haywire there, I never know how I'm going to open up this show, but especially on a day like today, which is the 9/11 Memorial, and we think about the near 3,000 Americans that we lost on this day. But also, we just witnessed this what I would call a terrorist attack on American soil yesterday, a political assassination against the one and only Charlie Kirk. So I definitely want to talk about Charlie Kirk. We need to talk about Charlie Kirk here later this morning. But Colonel Sager, so great to have you here, because the reality is none of us ever knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And that's a risk that your officers, your troopers face every single day. They're out there on these streets and on these highways.
That is true. Law enforcement definitely serves a big purpose, as do our first responders in our military. And all of us are exposed to a lot of the same things. We never know what we're walking into. We're that line between chaos and civil society. And when you're in that position, any of our troopers, any law enforcement, any first responders in the military, you truly never know what you're going to experience.
Yeah, and especially a lot of your people, they're out there, they're driving around solo, miles away from backup oftentimes. Same thing with a lot of our rural sheriff's deputies and others, and wearing that badge, wearing that uniform can make you a target, just like people speaking out in a big way like Charlie Kirk made him a target as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. Glad the equipment is up and rolling. Lots to talk about. Back right after this quick break, live from the third floor fan window area of the Montana Capitol.
It's September 11th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Day of Service and Remembrance, as well as Patriot Day. Since the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001, presidents have called on all Americans to pause and reflect on the nearly 3,000 lives lost in the worst terror attack on U.S. soil. In New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, memorial ceremonies take place where the names of those who died are remembered by survivors and all Americans. Also on this date, in 1941, construction began on the Pentagon in Arlington County, Virginia. Architect George Bergstrom designed the world's largest office building with more than 6.5 million square foot of floor space. World War II General Leslie Groves oversaw the construction of the building, which was completed in January of 1943. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the founder of NFL Films, Ed Sable, born in 1916. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The Bonafide Boot Camp for Critical Thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
A message from FireSafe Montana. It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association. You're listening.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So serving as one of the speakers at the 9/11 Capitol Memorial Ceremony today, later this morning, I was you know, just thinking. I had already thought about what I was wanting to say, what I was going to say at the event later today. And then, of course, just before we get into the car to drive to the state capitol in Helena was when we heard the devastating news that this incredible American patriot and I would say civil rights icon, a Kennedy of our time, that's what our country just lost with Charlie Kirk yesterday. We just got the news and we're driving through Big Fork, and of course there's that gigantic white cross as you cross the Flathead River and you head towards Big Fork and then eventually turn south into the Swan to head to Helena. And listening to KJJR, listening to Sean Hannity give the latest updates, and just as we passed Swan Lake was when Hannity had basically delivered the news that Charlie Kirk was dead. And just gut-wrenching the entire day. It was like, you know, your heart was just sunk into your stomach. But I just remember looking at how beautiful it was on Swan Lake yesterday and just thinking, you know what, Charlie Kirk's in a better place than we are right now. And man, we are in God's country. We are in a beautiful place here in Montana. Colonel Sager, head of the Montana Highway Patrol, an honor to have you on the show, and especially given the news of yesterday. Thanks for bearing with us here to get the show started this morning. But the 9/11 Memorial, I mean, today is a somber day for many in the law enforcement, first responder community, regardless.
It is, you know, 9/11 was a day of great loss amongst many in, you know, the society in general, but also first responders, military personnel, law enforcement officers. Many people were lost tragically that day.
Where were you on 9/11? It seems like no matter who you talk to, everybody remembers exactly where they were on 9/11 and exactly what that day felt like.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go to work. This was prior to me being in the Montana Highway Patrol. And I saw it come across the TV. I was probably doing what most Americans were doing that day, getting ready for work and heading out the door. And it was shocking and hard to believe, obviously.
Yeah, I remember I was, of course, in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., working for then Senator Conrad Burns, and so of course we were right there in the thick of it. But what I remember is after the later in the day, and when all you could do, we couldn't be in our offices because Capitol Hill was still considered a target, right? Because the Pentagon had just been hit, the World Trade Center had just been hit, and I couldn't go back to my apartment because my apartment was basically right behind the Library of Congress, two blocks from the Capitol. So all we could do was just, a bunch of us just went to a friend's house several blocks away, and all we could do was just sit there and watch the black smoke billowing out of the Pentagon. And pardon my language here, but the two words that I would sum up is I just remember feeling pissed off and powerless. I don't feel powerless today, but still pissed off, I would say.
Yeah, and I think that would be a sentiment that's carried through a lot of people and many still in our country. And through first responders, that kind of attack should never happen in our country. And a lot of attacks shouldn't. I mean, even you know, not as large scale of that. We have a lot of stuff that occurs in this country that shouldn't. And that's why we have law enforcement. That's why we have first responders. That's why we have the military is to try and fend that off. But there's always going to be a need for it, and there's always going to be those that answer the call and charge forward to protect our country.
Well, what do you do, or how do you talk to your troopers about watching their backs, about keeping themselves safe? Because it does seem like we're seeing everybody's asking what is happening to our country. And we've seen this broader breakdown in basic civil society at so many levels all across the country.
You know, we have incredible training that our troopers get. They go through 24 weeks of training to start off their career before they ever even hit the road. And then we have continual training going on. So that's a big part of it. We are prepared to address basically any situation that can be thrown at us. We're also very well equipped. We've got about every piece of equipment, safety equipment that you can imagine to help protect us. But we do remind them to be diligent. You've got to always have your head on a swivel. You've always got to have your eyes out. And there's no time to let your guard down. There's no time to turn your back. Because we do operate solely or by ourselves a lot out there. And you never know what's going to have to happen. So you always have to be aware of your surroundings, what's going on. And always keep your head on a swivel.
There's always going to be nuts out there. There's always going to be crazies out there. There's always going to be an element seeking to do harm to others. But yet we rely so much on basic civil society to stay protected. I mean, just today, just walking in the Capitol. I could just walk into the Capitol. Here we are. I'm just sitting at a table with microphones open, just like Charlie Kirk would sit at a table and hand microphones to anybody to come up and criticize him or question him or debate him or whatever. And so we rely on basic civil society for so much of public safety, you know, and so it's got to make the job of law enforcement even harder these days.
And, you know, the thing that I think we have to kind of keep in mind is the vast majority of our society are good people. It's that 10-11% of people that operate outside the lines of the law or what is acceptable in society. And oftentimes in our career, it seems like a lot more of a percentage because that's what we often deal with. But there are a lot of threats to everybody, including law enforcement, including firefighters, including the military, really to everybody. And everybody's got to be on guard and pay attention to what's going on.
Hold that thought. More to follow with Colonel Sager from the Montana Highway Patrol right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
Chapman, who has been lights out to say the least, not as dominant as it gets. 50 straight batters face without a hit.
Back to left center field. That's going to drop down and get to the wall. Langeliers to second base. There's a hit and a big one at that.
On NBC Sports California, Shea Langeliers of the Athletics became the first batter in 51 batters against Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman to get a hit. Chapman had not allowed any hits since July 23rd. 17 straight appearances, third longest stretch in Major League Baseball history by any pitcher. But Chapman gave up a double to lead off the ninth inning in West Sacramento. And shortly after,
right, drive to left. Butler ices the game, and the A's down the Red Sox.
On NBC Sports California, Lawrence Butler provided the game-winning single for the Athletics, who beat the Red Sox 5-4. Boston still tied for the top two American League wildcard spots with the Yankees, who are clobbered by the Tigers 11-1. The Mariners are within 2.5 games of New York and Boston. Seattle won its fifth game in a row. The Mariners beat the Cardinals in 13 innings, 4-2. Seattle is still one game behind Houston in the AL West. Astros beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Bad news for the San Francisco 49ers, preparing to face the Saints this weekend without their starting quarterback.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
Is it possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing?
That's possible.
And that's the toe, more so than the shoulder?
Yes.
Do you know how the toe injury happened?
Yeah, I think it happened scrambling.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan figures to have Mac Jones at quarterback Sunday at New Orleans against the Saints on Fox. The Niners already without all-pro tight end George Kittle, placed on injured reserve this week to miss at least four games because of a hamstring injury. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
B
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Back to it here with our live show from the Montana State Capitol here on this 9/11 anniversary. And then tomorrow we will be live from the military alumni reunion taking place on the University of Montana campus. So a great couple of days of shows for you here. Colonel Sager with the Montana Highway Patrol, again, greatly appreciate your time this morning. Talk about the significance and the importance of having a 9/11 memorial ceremony, much like what Attorney General Austin Knutson and the Montana Department of Justice is sponsoring today at the Montana Capitol. The two words that everybody shared, that everybody said after the 9/11 terror attacks were these two words: never forget. And yet it seems so many have forgotten.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at it, that seems to be the way that it often goes. During big events or during tragic events like that, we rally. And we rally as a country, we rally as law enforcement, as first responders, and attention gets drawn to the service that people provide, that our first responders, that our military provide. And it seems to not take long to forget that. And, you know, oftentimes law enforcement is a silent presence. First responders are a silent presence. And that's not a bad thing, but people, I think, sometimes forget the role that law enforcement has in society and the sacrifice that law enforcement, first responders, and military make on a daily basis across this country and across the world. And it's pretty easy, I think, for people to forget that when it's not front and center, when you don't have a tragic event. And I think it's good to remember, not just on 9/11, but every day, that we have people out there risking their lives to keep Montana, to keep the country, and to keep ultimately the world a safer place. And we do truly want to make sure that people never forget that people have made many sacrifices to protect our country and this state.
Yeah, well said. That's what I was trying to think of as well in terms of this concept of never forget. There's kind of three different categories is the way I see it. You know, never forget what happened on that day and the near 3,000 lives that were taken, the Twin Towers taken down, the people that had to jump for their lives. They basically were, they had a choice. Do they burn alive at the top of the tower, or do they jump from the high rise? I mean, that was some of the sickening images that will forever be etched in the minds of people who, you know, were old enough to remember that day. But then there's also never forget the sacrifices that have been made since that point by first responders and their families and military troops and their families. And then, as you pointed out, another thing to never forget is that tomorrow there's going to be another young Montanan stepping up and putting on a highway patrol uniform or putting on a military uniform, or there might be, you know, tragically, a law enforcement officer putting on their body armor for the last time. And so there's so many different elements to this concept of never forget.
Yeah, there absolutely are. And, you know, it's oftentimes we do have an anniversary date that is a reminder of that. And there are so many things that we should never forget. We should never forget how our country was founded, what our core values are as a country, what the establishment of law enforcement and the military is about, and why. And why we have first responders, and why we need civil society, and the importance of all the pieces that make our country safe. We need to never forget why that is here and the purpose that it serves.
That's a good point. I was thinking about this also yesterday with the devastating loss of Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, which is there are people that so despise our Constitution and our First Amendment right in the Constitution that they think they have the right to silence somebody else, even through violent means right now. I mean, this guy basically would just speak his mind, hand a microphone to the other side so they could speak their mind and have reasonable debate through thought, and he did it with a smile on his face. And yet somebody so despised him having a voice and having a First Amendment right that they wanted to silence him through physical force.
Yeah, you know, America is a country of amazing freedoms. Montana is a state of amazing freedoms. And people have the freedom to speak out. There's never the freedom to conduct violence. That's one thing that there is no freedom for that. Violent acts are not tolerated. Our laws are not set up to do that. And we have to have people there to enforce those laws and to make sure that those things aren't happening. But that is definitely something that is tragic and not what our country stands for, not what our state stands for. Those are things that should not happen.
I mentioned, you know, part of the things that I hope we never forget. The third one was I hope we never forget that tomorrow somebody else will step up and serve. Somebody will fill your shoes. Somebody will fill that soldier's shoes. Somebody will step up. We pray somebody will step up. I don't think they'll ever be able to fill the shoes of a Charlie Kirk. But that's one of the things that we see is that when we've lost law enforcement officers, when we've lost fellow soldiers, one of the people we're going to be remembering in Missoula later today is Lieutenant Josh Hyland, who was an Army ROTC classmate of mine. Back at the University of Montana 20 years ago this August. So 20 years ago last month is when he gave his life for this country in Afghanistan. And he literally was the best of us. Of our classmates, he was the best cadet, the best soldier there. He got awards that recognized him as being such. He had already served as an Army Ranger enlisted guy in an Army Ranger battalion. And then he re-enlisted after 9/11 and joined ROTC and then gave his life in Afghanistan. And that's what we kind of see is that it always seems like when we lose somebody, we lose the best of us, but then it's up to the rest of us to stand up. We talked about never forget and how tomorrow somebody else is going to step up and they're going to put that uniform on. I know the Montana Highway Patrol is recruiting right now. Talk about that opportunity out there for folks who do want to step up and serve, who feel called to serve. But also, what was it like for you when you first joined the Highway Patrol and what's your career been like?
It's a great career, honestly. I started 22 years ago. I was pretty young when I started my career. As a kid, I'd always kind of had an idea of joining the military or law enforcement or something. You know, kind of like every other kid, I wanted to be special forces in the military. Just kind of the time, you know, growing up in the 80s and 90s, that was kind of popular, you know, made popular by Hollywood or whatever else.
Chuck Norris and Delta Force Rambo, everything, right?
I was going to be that. took a different path out of high school, went to college. But then that calling never really went away. I was running a welding business, a good business
That's
by all means.
That's a great career too, yeah.
It is, but it was largely unfulfilling for me. I kind of wondered oftentimes at the end of the day, what am I really doing? What am I accomplishing? And one of my good friends, growing up, his dad was a deputy. So I'd always been around law enforcement, respected him greatly. He started talking to me a little later in life and convinced me, hey, you should look this way. And the Highway Patrol is what caught my eye. It was freedom across the entire state. We could go anywhere in the state you want to go, enjoy the beautiful roads and be out and about. And I grew up in a very small place and spent most of my time by myself out in the mountains, and just seeing that this job lined up for who I was and what I wanted to do. And it's been a great career. And we do need people, to your point, to step up and fill the roles of those who retire and move on. We are kind of always recruiting. We do have an active open recruitment cycle going on right now where we're accepting applications. People can go to the Montana DOJ website, mtdoj.gov, Montana Highway Patrol, and find the information for hiring on with us. It is definitely a calling, and it's a job that you have to come into with a heart of service. Because that's what we do, is we serve. And by serving, we have to have the heart of serving others. It's not a self-serving career. It's oftentimes a thankless job. But the good work that people do and how we can help people and save people's lives, that's what motivates us to do the job. And that's the kind of people that we need, the people that are out there in the worst conditions, oftentimes in terrible weather. All hours of the day and night, you know, going to tragic situations. we need to be the calm in the storm and the people that can go help others through those situations. And that's really the calling.
We've seen it time and time again. It could be the middle of a nasty windstorm or snowstorm, and there's a highway patrol trooper helping somebody change their tire on the side of the road in some of the worst conditions imaginable. Well, Colonel Sager, thanks to you and all your troopers for your service and your sacrifice. And thanks for being here for this 9/11 memorial ceremony today here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Great to see you as always. Greatly appreciate your time. All right, let's see. Hey, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Also, we've got a number of guests who are going to be joining us here throughout the morning. But I'm trying to think, how could we get creative in taking some of your phone calls? I know some of you out there have my cell phone number. I'm not going to give my cell phone number out over the air, but some of you legislators, some of you longtime listeners have my cell phone. Send me a text if you want first, or I'll figure out a way. I can call you from my cell phone. If you want to, actually, yeah, do that. If you want to be on the show, if you got something you want to talk about, you want to give a tribute to our friend Charlie Kirk, send us a message on the Montana Talks app or call Caden back at the studio, and I will call you. I will call you to get you on the show because we want to hear from you. Hey, here's somebody you need to call. If you're in the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, or Columbus areas, you know, we talk about what happens when you're in a pinch. Well, if you are looking for a high quality, high caliber plumber, then get a hold of Ron Gunn and his family. They've got high caliber plumbing, veteran owned business, over 25 years of combined experience in plumbing and heating. They are officially certified by Rinnai to install the Rinnai tankless water heaters, never running out of hot water, especially now if your kids are back in school, everybody's getting ready at the same time. Tankless water heaters are incredible. They're officially certified for Rinnai. The other thing they can do is like heated flooring, radiant heating system installation, which is incredible. You know, when you step onto those cold bathroom floors in the winter, you're going to love it if you get that radiant flooring. Check them out, highcaliberplumbing.com, highcaliberplumbing.com. Veteran-owned, family-owned business. Back right after this.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you can message us on the Montana Talks app, or frankly, we can get creative with taking your phone calls. If you want to give a call to our studio, 406-294-0970, what I'll do is I'll have Caden send me your number. I'll call you, patch you in through my remote equipment here as I'm broadcasting live from the Montana State Capitol here, third floor fan window location. I think coming up here in a few minutes, we'll have Bowen Greenwood, the clerk of the Montana Supreme Court. He's going to be delivering the invocation at the 9/11 ceremony here at the Capitol later this morning. Mike Chambers should be with us next hour of the show as well. Mike is the assistant fire chief for the Helena Fire Department, here representing some of the great first responders at the 9/11 memorial this morning as well. And then Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Corey Swanson, I think he's going to stop in and join us for a few minutes here as well. But like I say, I think most of them will be joining us coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. So we've got a few minutes here to talk more about all of our friend Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, it's remarkable. 31 years old. I told this story on the radio. I think it was at the end of July. So it was one Saturday morning. And, you know, our oldest son, who's just about to join, he already enlisted and joined the U.S. Coast Guard. And then he's just about to take off for basic training here later this fall. But he just graduated high school. And so I thought, hey, do you want to take a group of your buddies and head out to the lake? You know, because you guys know me, I always love having an excuse to get out on the water, get out on the lake, you know, float the river, whatever, right? And so I thought, what a cool thing. You know, before these kids go all spread out in different directions, you know, some going to college, some going to the military, some going into, you know, a great blue-collar job already, a good trades job already, making good money right out of high school, some, you know, you name it, a good opportunity for them all to get out, spend some time together. And so anyway, you know, we all pile into the vehicle, and, you know, it was fairly early in the morning, so I turn on Fox and Friends, the weekend edition. And luckily, through the app, I can rewind it and go all the way back to the start. And so, but that Saturday morning, is I've got this whole carload full of young men sitting in the car. As luck would have it, Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, was guest hosting Fox and Friends Weekend Edition, and it was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. In fact, I wrote a note on my calendar because on that following Monday, I wanted to highlight what Charlie Kirk talked about in his message to young people, in his message to young men in particular. You know, last night, got caught up with some friends here in Helena before this Capitol 9/11 memorial ceremony this morning. And one of my friends, he's a little older than me, not too much older than me, but he's like, you know, I've always liked Charlie Kirk. I've always appreciated his work. But he said his granddaughters, when they heard the news yesterday, and I think so many young people all across America, probably your kids, probably your grandkids, are in mourning today. They were in mourning yesterday because Charlie Kirk had such an influence in their lives, and he spoke into their lives, not just about politics and America's founding principles and why we need to fight to keep America the free republic that she has been for another 250 years as we approach America's 250th birthday. But I think the real reason Charlie Kirk was attacked, the real reason why there was this political terrorist assassination attack on Charlie Kirk yesterday, is because he stood for faith. And even more important than politics, even more important than who runs the government or who's in charge of the government now or 4 years from now or 8 years from now or 12 years from now, Charlie Kirk was leading a faith revival among the youth in America and amongst the next generations. And that's why so many of the people who are probably mourning the most right now are those very young people that Charlie Kirk spoke to. After all of the darkness they saw over the last 4 years with the open borders agenda and this radical transgender agenda that was shoved down their throats and the COVID masks that were shoved onto their faces and their sporting events that were canceled and their homecoming events that were canceled and their proms that were canceled and the house that they couldn't afford and everything. And Charlie Kirk spoke to them not just about the importance of America's founding principles, but about faith. And he would always, whenever he showed up in these college campuses, he would talk about Jesus and he would talk about his faith in Christianity. And much like 9/11, I referenced this earlier when we were talking with Highway Patrol Colonel Sager here. What have we seen since 9/11? Any of you who have served in the military, I think you'll know what I'm talking about here. When you've lost a soldier, when you've lost a friend, when you've lost a battle buddy, soldier, sailor, airman, marine, you name it. Have you ever noticed how it always seems to be the best of us that fall? I posted on X earlier this morning. I said, we rise again. And as I was looking out this beautiful fan window here of the Montana Capitol, overlooking all of the flags at half staff here, overlooking the valley. And then I look inwards inside the rotunda of the Montana Capitol, as we've got great members of law enforcement setting up for this 9/11 memorial ceremony right now as we speak, when they're going to ring the bells at that ceremony. And I posted this on X. I said, we rise again. We know this, especially on 9/11. The best of us may fall, but that's when the rest of us need to stand. I truly believe this, and I'm going to share the audio here in a second. I'll tell you what. Caden, I think Caden's got the audio from President Trump ready to roll here. President Trump spoke to the nation after the loss of Charlie Kirk yesterday. Yeah, Caden, go ahead and roll that for us.
To my great fellow Americans, I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much, the United States of America. He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom, and there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith, and we take comfort in the knowledge that he is now at peace with God in heaven. Our prayers are with his wife, Erica, the two young, beloved children, and his entire family, who he loved more than anything in the world. We ask God to watch over them in this terrible hour of heartache and pain. This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate. His mission was to bring young people into the political process, which he did better than anybody ever, to share his love of country and to spread the simple words of common sense. On campuses nationwide, he championed his ideas with courage, logic, humor, and grace. It's long past time for all Americans and the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible. For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died, the values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God. Charlie was the best of America.
Hold it right there. Full audio, x.com/Aaron Flint. RFK Jr. and more weighing in after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This was a young 31-year-old young man, had his entire life ahead of him. The conversations we've had, he was so hardworking, so smart, really believed in everything that he said and fought hard for his beliefs. You know, young family, wife, two young children that will never know their hero father. Somebody that was willing to put himself at risk at all times and go into hostile environments for conservatives, which I'll be honest, I'm like, I one time I joked with him. I said, why? These people are crazy. He goes, that's why I go. Godspeed, Charlie Kirk. Our prayers, love, thoughts with him, his wife, his family. We'll continue our coverage on the other side.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Well, surprise, surprise, a little late, but I guess better late than never. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell has now fueled hopes for a rate cut. And guess what? The price of gold, it went higher. Now, safe haven assets like gold and silver tend to move higher when rates are cut. Now, that's exactly why I have partnered with the award-winning company Gold Co. I'm a customer just like you. They sell precious metals like gold and silver, and they do a darn good job with it. They also help educate you. They keep it simple. So if you're ready to learn how Gold Co. can help protect your savings with gold and silver, give them a call. It's 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They will send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit, and you can also learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It's the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-GOLD. On the web, HannityGold.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Aerosmith's Steven Tyler and British singer Youngblood performed a tribute to the late Ozzy Osbourne at the VMAs. Courtesy of MTV and CBS, the Black Sabbath singer died at age 76 on July 22nd. The biggest winner at the MTV Video Music Awards, Lady Gaga led with an impressive 12 nominations going into the night, taking home the first award at Long Island's UBS Arena in New York for Artist of the Year, while Ariana Grande, she took home the last Moon Man trophy of the night for Music Video of the Year for the 26-minute-long Brighter Days Ahead. The MTV Video Music Awards were hosted by LL Cool J. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hi,
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got to get to this post on X by RFK Jr. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of this show, I'll share reactions from Senator Tim Sheehy, Governor Greg Gianforte, and more. Of course, Governor Greg Gianforte has been very close to Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. I think he was an early supporter of Charlie Kirk's Turning Point movement, and that's a big part of why Charlie Kirk's been back here to Montana so many times. I got to see Charlie Kirk on the Montana State University campus a few years ago. Last October, Charlie Kirk was on the University of Montana campus and had an incredible turnout of young people on the UM campus in Missoula show up to see and hear him speak. And some showed up to debate him as well because they disagreed with him. But here was the guy just sitting out there out in the open with a microphone for his opponents to get a chance to be heard. RFK Jr., no, I totally believe this. As my wife and I were driving to the Capitol yesterday through some of the most beautiful country on planet Earth, as we heard just some of the most horrific news on planet Earth, we were just talking about how really Charlie Kirk, this is why it was such a gut punch yesterday, and why people are still outraged today, is because he is a civil rights icon. For those of you who were alive when a Kennedy was assassinated, for the young people in America, this is that type of a moment. RFK Jr., whose own dad was assassinated, says this, once again, a bullet has silenced the most eloquent truth teller of an era. My dear friend Charlie Kirk was our country's relentless and courageous crusader for free speech. We pray for Erica and the children. Charlie is already in paradise with the angels. We ask his prayers for our country. That was from RFK Jr. Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, says this, our hearts are shattered. America has lost one of its greatest champions. A loving family has lost the most extraordinary husband and father. All of us must now dedicate ourselves to defeating the evil that stole Charlie from this world. How many of you out there, send me a message on the Montana Talks app. How many of you out there have kids or grandkids that were hit so hard by the loss of Charlie Kirk yesterday, or they are today, because he spoke to them, and not just about politics, he spoke to them about faith. You know, I mentioned how, as I was driving out to the lake that last Saturday in July, with a car full of kids, he talked about that morning, he talked about the three M's
Caden, do we have that soundbite? I was going to say, if we have that old soundbite from back in July when Charlie Kirk was guest hosting Fox and Friends, I could maybe share that later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But he talked about the three M's. I went back. I actually left my note on my calendar to be able to talk about this. He talked about the three M's. What were the three M's? I just wrote the note down here somewhere. Basically, it was marriage. It was mating. And mortgages. He was encouraging young people to turn away from the partying lifestyle that's so destructive. And instead, to get married and to start having kids and build families and to get into a home. And you will find so much more fulfillment in that than you will with all these other false promises. That's the kind of message that this guy was preaching and teaching to your kids on college campuses or anywhere where they would show up. And he was scheduled to be back here in Montana next month on the MSU campus. That's what a force this guy was. It's not just about politics. In the midst of the spiritual warfare that is dividing this country right now, he was leading a revival of faith.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Baby.